Well, two election beliefs this election day. While a majority of Americans believe Donald Trump lied about the 2020 election results because he didn't like the outcome, Republicans appear to have largely bought into those Trump lies about a stolen election and voter fraud of which there is no evidence. And most Republicans broadly don't trust U.S. elections, a troubling sign for U.S. democracy. These findings come from the latest NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist College poll. Lee Mieringoff is head of the Marist polling outfit, which conducted the survey. Lee, welcome.
Hey, my pleasure, Robin.
And tell us more about Republicans and trust in elections.
Well, I thought the findings of our partnership poll here were very interesting. Not only are there enormous differences between Democrats and Republicans, that's from the 20,000-foot angle, but when you drop down to about 5,000 feet, you find that Republicans are divided even among themselves as to whether they have a college education or not a college education. So let's take that one question you're talking about. Do you trust that elections are fair? Overall, 58% of the country says yes. Democrats are at 86%, Republicans at 34%. And there's a 19-point difference within Republicans as to whether they have a college education or not. So we're talking about very, very different segments of the American population here.
Well, and are you saying that those who have less of an education, fewer years spent in education, may be more prone to not trust the elections?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, serious doubts. And those have been fed by Donald Trump, certainly going into the election, but definitely since. And we see that, you know, his message that the election was rigged. Democrats and Republicans have a very different view on that. Again, 62% overall say it's just because he didn't like the outcome. 34% say there was evidence of fraud, even though there hasn't been. 75% of Republicans say that the election was rigged and there is evidence of fraud. So the parties, again, are very divided, and again, along educational lines within the Republicans.
Did you ask directly, did this information come from the president or where they got this information?
No, we didn't trace that as much as just whether they agreed with President Trump that the election was rigged or not. And that's that was the indication that people said. And I think that, you know, again, what is the cause of this? The Democrats feel it's suppression. The Republicans think it's fraud.
Yeah.
The country is incredibly divided from the 2020 election. There's some greater confidence going into 2022. But then if you ask people about the next presidential election, the confidence, again, deteriorates. And Republicans are very doubtful that the 2024 presidential election is going to be much better than the one in 2020, which they do not agree with the outcome.
So a real serious
threat to the democracy, because winners and losers and declaring victory and conceding defeat are really bedrock principles of our democracy. And right now, they're really under challenge.
I'm going to draw an even finer line under that. So you're saying the seeds are already planted for distrust, at least in a powerful minority, a distrust of the 2024 elections. And we saw what happened after the 2020 elections when there was that distrust in the outcome of an election that led right to an insurrection at the Capitol. So, yes, that's disturbing. You also asked about Trump and sitting President Biden as potential 2024 candidates. What did you hear in the minute we have?
Yeah, I think that today is obviously a very important day for Joe Biden. It's the first election nationally, or at least in two key states, New Jersey and Virginia. Biden's approval rating has ebbed downwards to 44% nationally. But I think troubling for him is that 37% strongly disapprove, only 15% strongly approve of him. So there's more dislike than like there. And Democrats are saying, well, you know, maybe we should have someone else at the head of the ticket. We might do better. Republicans, they're comfortable with Donald Trump being their standard bearer in 2024.
Lee Mieringoff, head of the Marist polling outfit, thanks so much for sharing your findings. We'll post them at herenow.org.